From sea to shining sea throughout the solar system and extending to interstellar regions beyond. This is the Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on earth.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are. We're here because you have a right to know. If you live in the... You can now listen to the Kevin Smith Show on AM 16, and we invite you to do that. You can listen over the... Or you can listen over the internet at AM 16 The Force if you listen over this .com, all right? So we're delighted to be a part of... We invite you in the Nashville area to support AM 1610 Force. May the Force be with you, and may you be with K-Files is the name. Really free. It's not attached. It is free. And if you're not receiving it, when right in the middle of your screen, big letters, it says K-Files. Just click that and subscribe. The link in it that you have to use to subscription, be sure you do that. And once you do, you'll begin to reverse in being in the dark when you don't have to be. And all of the genius is in the light when it's available, so be sure you subscribe. Let me encourage you, not yet a member at the Kevin Smith Show. You need to become a member. Now, I could list all the things that are there in the members area, and we would still have people saying, well, I don't know, really, you know, what do you get for your money? Okay, so read the ad on the left side of our page, Kevin Smith Show. Click, and it'll take you to a page with more information. You can read to your heart's content. We would like for you to be a part of our members' community. You need to be a part of our members' community. You're missing out by not being a member, so... It's the exorbitant sum of 23 cents a day. I know that's outrageous, but 23 cents a day, $6.95 a month, and you get loads and loads and loads and loads of goodies. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. Jerry Wills is on the move all around the country, leading his Gateway seminars. Well, we've caught up with Jerry and in his travels, and he's going to join us on the other side of this upcoming break. We're going to talk about the Gateway Seminars. We've also got some other questions we're going to explore, and so you want to be sure you stay tuned. Jerry Wills is always a fascinating guest, and, of course, he is the associate host of this show. We will be back.
America. And you're listening to The Kevin Smith Show, like no other talk radio on earth.
And welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Jerry Wills. And Jerry is the associate host of this show. He is also very well known around the country as a speaker. He's very well known as someone who has amazing abilities to bring about healing in people. And we're not talking about the sort of, I'll just say it and then I'll explain. We're not talking about the sort of faith healing kind of things you see with televangelists. And now let me explain that. For those of you who have a lot of faith in those people and you believe in that, that's fine. I'm just saying this is not that. This is different. And he is at the present time traveling around the United States holding seminars called Gateway Experience Seminars, and we've been talking a bit about that. I want to key in on just a little bit more on what we were talking about, Jerry, before we went mm-hmm. to break, because I think this is also important for people to get, and that is this. I was having a chat online with a person who's very, very famous, a professional person. I won't even say what profession because I don't want to identify this person in any way whatsoever. But a very famous person. If I said the name, everyone in this audience would know the name. And you came up in the chat. And this person wanted to know, the person had heard your story.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to know, since I know you, what could I tell them about you? And I said, well, so far as I know, everything he said is true. I long before, you were in Phoenix, you were living in Phoenix. I was broadcasting from the Phoenix area. We met as a result, I think, of I remember someone had sent me a link to a video that was about you working with a man who was in a coma, long-term coma, and you spent a few minutes in his hospital room, and when you came out, this guy was no longer in a coma, and his wife was able to go in and talk to him. Well, mm-hmm. this was reported on the news, and I had watched the video, and so I had contacted you and asked you to be a guest on the show. That's how we first met. But right. in time, we met in person. And over time, we met several times. And I told my producer, long before I knew anything about your story, your background, I told the producer, if I've ever met someone who's not from here, not from this planet, it's got to be this guy, Jerry Wills. And then in the course of time, I learned your story. You eventually told me your story, but I had already said, I don't think this guy is from here. All right, now here's why I'm bringing this up, and this is an important point for everybody. The person I was having this chat with, the professional person, said, well, do you believe his story? And that's the wrong question to ask me, as you well know. Me and the word believe have allergic reactions to each other.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah. I said, well, look, let me ask you, if you do not believe his story, does it change reality if he really is telling the truth? Does your belief change the reality? And the answer came back, no. I said, if you choose to believe his story, and it happens not to be true, does your belief in the story change the reality? One way or the other. You choose to believe it and it's not real. Does that change it? No. You choose to disbelieve it and it is real. Does that change it? No. So what we're saying here is belief has no function whatsoever when it comes to whether something is real or not. It either sure. is or it isn't, and if it is, it is whether you believe it or not. And if it's real and you believe it, it doesn't make it more real.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and so the function of belief just doesn't fit in. It's like a piece of a jigsaw puzzle, belief is, and it just doesn't fit that hole. The function of belief is to fill in the blanks at the end of the evidence. And some people feel like they need to fill it in with a belief or a disbelief. I feel comfortable with filling in a blank at the end of the evidence with I don't know. I'm totally comfortable with saying I don't know. Now, having said that, I do know things about you that indicate to me that your story is right on target. Does that mean I believe your story? No, I don't. I don't disbelieve it either. I've looked at the evidence. The evidence points to the reality. And, you know, that's all I can say about it. Now, how do you handle this thing about belief and disbelief?
Oh, good question. You know, the important thing is not whether anyone believes or not, because I'm really not trying to convince anyone that this is true, that it needs to be believed. I don't need validation. And I think that, you know, there are people out there that need to have some validation from beyond themselves in order for them to feel validated and can believe it within themselves. You know, I personally don't care if anyone believes or not. It isn't about anyone else but me. And I don't believe this to be true about me. I know it to be true. And there's a difference between believing and knowing. But for others who don't know which way to turn, whether to believe it or not, you know, it's subjective. You have to figure it out for yourselves. It isn't about me being better off because you believe that it's true, because I really don't care one way or the other. The thing that I do care about is the good that I can do while I'm here. That's the salient point for me. It doesn't matter where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. Well, you made a good point earlier that it's just like being from England or like being from anywhere else, Germany, Australia. You're just from somewhere else, but it happens to be a little bit further.
Yes.
Yeah. Jerry, have you ever gotten homesick for the home you never knew? Have you ever wanted to go there?
Well, of course. I mean, it's one of those things that you play around with mentally, you know. Mental gymnastics, I call it. But I came here for a specific reason. I don't have any reason to leave because the reason I came here has not been fulfilled. So, you know, there's no reason to be thinking, gee, I wish I were somewhere else. The things that I do wish for are wishing that I could do things that I do and do them even better so I could reach more people and do more good. To think about wishing that I could leave, no, it's never really even occurred to me.
You used to play the bass guitar in a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was called UFO, UFAUX, right?
Correct.
Do you ever get homesick for that? Do you ever miss that?
Every day. You know, it's if anyone listening has ever played music and really enjoyed doing that, then you understand that it is an escapism. You transcend to another realm of your emotional and spiritual state of being when you're doing this. And when I was playing in UFO, that was my escapism. I could leave the worries of the world behind and escape into a landscape that was filled with color and music and vibration, and that emotional transcendence was purifying. And since, you know, the band broke up about 14, 15 years ago, and there's not been a day that's gone by that it hasn't occurred to me that I wish that we were doing it just at least one more time. And Susan Gordon, a really dear, sweet friend of mine, she was the drummer. She feels the same way. Jim Del Toso, he's the same. You know, the problem is now we're in different places, and the chemistry that put us together at that time was perfect. Now we've got, you know, these diverse things happening in our lives that make it much more difficult for us to get together and do this. But we are hoping to eventually get together and at least have another summer where we're playing music. But yeah, I miss that.
Well, I hope you do. I've been in your studio there in Phoenix, and at least once I noticed that your bass guitar was in there. And of course, there are some pictures and posters and things. Yeah, I'd like to see you guys get back together, and like to see you rocking on the stage one more time.
I'm going to grow my hair out just for that purpose.
Oh, it's not long enough yet?
No, of course not.
Oh, well, you know, mine is as long as it gets. People will just not believe this, except some of the folks that I went to high school with will remember I had hair almost as long as yours when I was in high school. And, but that was a long time ago. My hair gave up and, left. I think filed for a divorce, a long time ago. What is it that's motivated you to get out and do these Gateway seminars?
Well, I get a lot of phone calls from people all over the country. It happens every day. I got two today, one from one part of the country and one from another. People asking for help. And I can do these sessions remotely. It's a very rare occasion when I feel like I need to see them in person. But I also get calls from folks who are wanting to learn more about how to improve themselves with their abilities. And I used to teach classes for this, but it became such an overwhelming task to have 6 months of classes that I just stopped doing it for a while and just sporadically would do it. Well, you know, Kathy and I, we spend our time going to South America, sometimes for a year at a time. And sometimes we just spend our time driving around the country, sometimes for a year at a time or longer. We'd been in the same place in Phoenix for almost 3 years and felt just too rooted. So we felt that it was time to get out of the house. So we packed everything into storage, packed the traveling equipment into the Suburban.
Jerry, we have to step away for break. We'll get the rest of that answer when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away. More with Jerry Wills right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are talking this evening with Jerry Wills. Jerry Wills is the associate host of the Kevin Smith Show. And let me say to Jerry, we're hearing me feedback on your speakers, Jerry. Anyway, we're talking with Jerry Wills. And Jerry, you were saying as we went to break, you were telling us about what it is that motivated you to begin traveling the country doing these Gateway Experience seminars. I had to cut you off in mid-sentence because the break took over, so the mic is yours. You were saying that it just got to be too much for you to be doing these classes, and then you had been sort of in Phoenix for 3 years and felt a little too rooted, and I think about there is where the break took over.
Sure, I understand. You know, essentially, we just did. We felt rooted, and we felt like there were places that we wanted to go, where people had asked us to come to. So we decided to just pack it into storage, load up the Suburban, and take off. And that's what we've done. And as I said earlier, we've put about 10,000 miles on the vehicle since the end of, well, 1st of July, let's say. Been to Memphis, Columbus, up into Michigan, into Colorado. And, you know, there's been downtime in between, so we've gone and seen some interesting things along the way. Met with a lot of interesting folks along the way. And, you know, basically just done the work when we needed to and enjoyed ourselves when we didn't. I have to say, though, it's sometimes quite tiring. We're looking to get a different mode of transportation, and that probably would be something that happens relatively soon.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to stay in hotels, because not only is that costly, but it's also kind of a drag. I just get tired of hotels.
Well, I totally understand that. You know, when I was international police, on the front end of every mission, there are several days, and a couple of times it turned into weeks, where they had us in what they called in-country processing, and you're going through all these classes that here in the United States, before they send you, you go through all these classes here, but not all the countries do that for their international police. And so there are these in-country training classes that you have to go through. And during that period of time, they usually have you staying in a hotel. Sometimes it's very nice, and sometimes it's not so nice. Once you finally get to where you're being deployed to, you can settle into something that feels like home within a few days. It feels more like home. And it makes all the difference in the world in how you rest. You may sleep the same number of hours in that hotel room as you would at home, but you don't rest like you would if you were at home.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the other part of this equation that I've written about in the newsletter, and if folks want to join the newsletter, we can tell them about how to do that later. But, you know, in order to do the work that I do, I'm very sensitive. I can pick up the vibes from places, let's say. Well, sleeping in a bed that 1,000 other people have slept in, you know, you're just one in a long string of people who'll be in that bed. The things that I psychically pick up are things that I'd just as soon never be exposed to. So resting comfortably is not always going to occur when I'm sleeping in a bed in a hotel room. You know, we're fortunate right now. We have good friends here in Santa Fe, and Kathy and I have a beautiful part of the house over there that has a king-size bed, and it's like, you know, it's wonderful. But typically, staying in a hotel room, you know, you're picking up the vibes from the other people who have been there, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with the people who've been there, but to have that experience is not always a pleasurable thing.
Jerry, you are friends with Ingo Swann.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody knows Ingo Swann, and if you don't, folks, you need to Google Ingo Swann, I-N-G-O, Ingo Swann, and get familiar with Ingo Swann. I wonder, and you may know the answer to this, does he experience that kind of cacophony of psychic noise as well?
You know, I've discussed that with him, and he just looks at me and... You'd have to know Ingo, you know, to appreciate this, I suppose. But Ingo smokes cigars, and he's just a character. And you talk to him about something, and it's like this. The cigar comes out and blows out some smoke, and he goes, "I know. It's hell, isn't it?" And, you know, he just gives you this look like he knows. So he doesn't really say a whole lot about it, but you know, he can tell by looking in his eye that he's like, oh, I don't want to go there. You know, there are some people that are so sensitive, just going out into a crowd of people is very disorienting. So, you know, it's not like that for me, but when I let my guard down and I'm laying in bed asleep or trying to sleep, it's kind of hard to keep it tuned out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've heard people talk about having a unified consciousness as opposed to the split consciousness which most of us earth dwellers have. And I would think, I'm just guessing, I don't know, but I would think someone like you that experiences that picking up the psychic noise, so to speak, I would think it would be really horrendous to be in a group of folks with split consciousness, because, you know, some people can... I used to hear an expression, Jerry, that describes this. They would talk about someone, and old timers would talk about someone. They'd say, "Yeah, he saddled up and rode off in all directions." And I would think that sometimes you're picking that up from people when you're in a crowd where they're thinking in all directions about the same thing and don't know what to think. And if that's the case, I would think it would be very, very difficult to handle that.
Well, it seems like it would be difficult, but when I have my awareness intact, and I'm in a group of people, I know how to filter all this out, so it really doesn't affect me. You know, I'm always sampling and then shutting it off, sampling and shutting it off, just so I get a sample of the energy that I'm moving through. But if I just turn it on and leave it on, it's the thoughts, the emotions, you know, the temperaments, all these things going on, and it can be very, it can be a mess.
Yeah, I would think so.
Mentally, emotionally.
What do you hope to accomplish with the Gateway seminars?
Well, I think the biggest accomplishment is just being able to be out and meet people and come in contact with more folks. You know, a lot of the people that are showing up are people who are members of the member section, KSS members area, getting a chance to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the side effect of all of this is that there are people that I come in contact with who would be suffering the problems they have.
Jerry, we have to step away for a break.
Okay.
We're going to take that question up, though, and give you the chance to answer it when we come back. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. For those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, I want to express my most sincere sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away from the first hour. But I'm delighted that you're here now, and I think you're going to be delighted as well. My guest this evening is Jerry Wills, and let me say to all of our listeners in the United States of America, it is a holiday in the United States of America. It is Labor Day. So happy Labor Day. I hope you've had a wonderful holiday. And what better way to cap it off than with the Kevin Smith Show. Jerry, as we went away for break, I had asked you, what is it you hope to accomplish with these seminars? And you had just started to tell us, and then the break took over. So again, the floor is yours.
those pesky breaks.
Well, yeah. But, you know, they happen at exactly the same time every night.
I've got a sheet with every second counted on it, too. Well, what we're trying to accomplish with this is basically just get out and meet more people. It's not that there's a message that I have to relate to everyone. There are answers to their questions that I'm always happy to give. And that is always a fun part of this equation for myself. But we get a chance to get out and meet a lot of the Kevin Smith Show members and listeners, and also a lot of folks who have been in touch with us over the years. People who are fans of Expeditions TV. So we get a chance to meet a lot of interesting folks. But the most important part of this is if we're able to help someone. This noise here in the background is the official 9 o'clock hour chime, I think. And in helping other folks, you know, there are people who have problems that are sometimes quite severe that haven't any chance of getting any help from anyone because either the medical community has exhausted itself and now they're just sort of doing the best they can to stay in one place. There are other folks who are afraid and they don't have any hope. So, you know, in these instances, I get to meet these folks and sometimes work with them. And there have been some amazing things happen in the past 30 days. I mean, we've been in Memphis, Columbus, and now we're here. And there have been people, some very serious things that have been on the Friday night end of the equation who showed up for the Saturday as well. And these folks had things that were serious. They were hurting. You know, I can tell you some stories if you want to hear it. But these were amazing things that took place.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Is there a way to turn your mic down just a little bit?
Well, let's see. I have to get up and go move. Maybe if I move it further away from me. Let's try that, Kevin.
Yeah.
How about that?
That sounds better.
Okay, it was up kind of high. I hadn't moved it since I was testing the system before we went on live.
Yeah. Go ahead and share with us. Pick a story that you think would be a good one to share with us, and we will gladly hear it.
Sure. Well, this happened in Memphis. There's a gal there. She was at the Friday night event, and she wanted to have her few minutes, you know, 10, 15 minutes to sit with me during this massive group healing session with all these people that were there. So I give everyone about 10 minutes, maybe 15. She came and sat down, very nice gal. She said, you know, I can't use my hands. They're stiff and they hurt all the time. And I found out later they've been hurting her for years. So I said, well, let's just find out what we can do about it. Because, you know, I mean, the truth is, I never know who's going to be helped. It's not like I have an inside track on this. I just show up and do what I do. So I took her hands one at a time, focused the energy in. And when I got finished, I said, well, try it out. Let's see how it feels. She's moving her hands. And I just get looser and looser and looser until they're finally normal and she has no pain at all. She was pretty blown away, and so was everyone else there who saw this, because most all these folks knew this gal and was familiar with her condition. Another gal had been some kind of an accident. She'd broken her ankle two or three times, and she was in a lot of pain, hurt to walk. Her foot actually was tilted off to the side because the bones had grown back incorrectly. It took about 15 minutes, and when I got finished, I had her walk around the room. Not only was there no pain, but her foot was now perfectly flat on the floor, and it was perfectly aligned to her body. And there's, of course, lots more stories like that, but those are a couple of the high points that happened in Memphis. There was another one in Columbus, and There have been several on the road as we've been traveling as well.
All right. You said you met some of the KSS members, some of the Kevin Smith Show members along the way. That's a good thing. Are you finding we have a number of them out there, or is it just one or two?
Oh, there's so many. Oh, Kevin. You know, the without exception, every person I've met who is a Kevin Smith Show member is an incredible individual. And I'm not just saying that because it's, you know, a corny thing to say, but I mean, really, honestly, they're quite interesting, unique people. One of the most recent encounters was in Boulder. His name is Tony. He's been a call-in. He's called into your show. He might call in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy and I had an opportunity to have dinner with Tony and his wife and his mom and dad and their son and their new baby.
Mm-hmm.
Went over to their house while we were in Boulder, spent some time with them. Gosh, what people those are. And there are other folks that we met while in Boulder that were just equally genuine and warm. And that's, I think, the way it would be summed up with every person that we've met who is a member in your members area. Genuine, warm, intelligent, curious, and full of energy. And it's neat.
Well, I'll tell you what. On the few occasions I have to travel, I get to meet some of our members as well. And, of course, I get to meet them online, on the air as well, but online in our chat and so forth. And I have the same opinion. Believe me, folks, I'm not buttering anybody up, but the people that are members here at the Kevin Smith Show are some of the most incredible, phenomenal people you'll ever meet.
Absolutely.
All right, I want to invite our audience to participate with us in this conversation, and I'm going to open up the telephone lines. And, folks, the way we do this is by telephone, okay? So if you're in Canada or the United States, what you need to do is call this number, 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. That will transport you right here to the studio. It's like magic. And then you can talk with Jerry Wills or with moi, and you can ask your questions, make your comments, whichever you wish to do. Now, we had a call that came in. It looks to me, from looking at the panel, like they have hung up, and I'm right. Okay, 623-444-5889. The telephone lines are open, and we would like for you to join in this discussion with us, with Jerry Wills. Any question you've got of Jerry, feel free to ask him, all right? In fact, I won't even do that. Let's just take this call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Haya from Vancouver Island. Looks like I just got in.
Yeah. Hello, Haya.
Yeah. And hello, Jerry. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. Good to hear from you.
Good. You sounded a little tired tonight. I was concerned.
Well, you know, we... what happens for us is sometimes we're driving for 12 or 15 hours, and then it takes a couple of days to get reoriented. But actually, I'm just very relaxed. I'm not really tired right now. I feel pretty good, actually.
You know what? I got a perfect place for you to go in your country. A wonderful person, a truly phenomenal place, a huge vortex. And I think you'd like the place. It's the Gilliland Ranch, James Gilliland.
Oh, yeah, James's place.
He's a very social, very sweet man, and I think you'd really like him, and you would see a lot of phenomena you wouldn't normally see. And secondly, you come from somewhere else. I suspect I always have. I've always had an image in my mind, and maybe you will know that planet. I sense I come from someplace with two suns, like solar suns.
Yeah, well, that's exactly where I have memories of as well, one larger than the other.
Oh, my, you had those too?
Yeah, that's, yeah, I know the place.
Wow. Yeah, because I had that all my life, and then I did a regression once, and it came up on the aggression, in a regression, and I just always sense I had this picture of two suns, different planet, not sure which one, but I also was born in 1949, which is kind of odd, too, not quite in the 50s, adopted, very different, negative blood type, have been taken a few times, and at the Gilliland Ranch, I've been basically downloaded from 2007 right up until 2011. And each time it's happened, I come back a totally different person, or the real person I actually am.
Yeah.
But have you had that problem? Have you had that as well?
Send me an email, and I'm sure there are things we can compare notes on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Haya, how long have you been aware that you're not from this planet?
Well, I've always suspected it as a child. Really become aware of it?
Mm-hmm.
I think at age 6 years old, I suffered extreme pain with earaches. Nobody could figure out what the problem was. When I had the experience of this little person I chased into the forest, concerned about them, after that experience, my earaches just disappeared off the face. I've never had them since, ever.
Hmm.
So I was 6 at the time.
Was there missing time with that?
I guess it was, because I can remember chasing the child out. It was about 10:30 at night. It was dark. And I don't remember until I woke up in the morning. But I do have the remnants. There was dirt and leaves and twigs and stones all over my bed. And my pajamas were on, put backwards, back to front, which I normally don't do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, that's the only real sense that I don't come, that somebody was helping me.
Well, it sounds very similar to things I've had occur as well. And, you know, it might very well be that you're not from here. There are a lot of folks who aren't. And there are diseases and things that you can get as a child that can be quite disabling. And there were occasions where I had similar things happen, except I didn't go out into the woods at that age. Instead, they came to where I was at and address those issues.
Well, all my life I felt that something's protecting me. And then I met Bob Dean up at the ranch this year, and he's done remote viewing. He's been on, as he said, he's got a planet to pick when he retires. He's going to go live on it. But he has seen people around me. And mm-hmm. He basically took one look at me and said, oh, you're not from here either, are you?
Yeah, Bob and I have been friends for a very long time.
He's a sweet man. You look in his eye, you know he's telling the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you see him, you can tell him so. He's been invited to go to South Africa by Michael Tellinger for this November.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting white karmic light around him to make sure he stays well so he can do that.
All right. Hi, I want to thank you for the call. Very interesting.
Nice to hear you.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. Somebody else who she thinks that every possibility she may be part of this same program that Jerry is part of, or was part of, or is. I don't know how to say it. Anyway, sort of the seeding of planet Earth. All right, to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Francois from Montreal.
Hello, Francois.
How are
Hello, Francois.
Go ahead.
I want to ask a little question to Jerry.
All right.
So you mentioned like when he's a you're in a crowd, you know, you can like scan and shut up the noise. So it is something you do naturally, or you have a trick to shut them up?
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't natural. It's something that I had to develop. I had to experiment with ways of doing this because it was just a matter of doing it for my own, the sake of my own sanity. And I can't explain how it is, except metaphorically, there's like a switch that I throw, it just turns it off. And fortunately, I have control of that switch, I can turn it back on if I need to. But it wasn't like that always.
Okay. When I was younger, I had those dreams or astral travel about that place with two suns, and the planet was like a desert. It was really, really hot, and I met a girl over there before I collapsed because of the heat, you know. She was having like white skin like milk and black hair. And she kind of up-touched me, so I woke up, and she took me underground, and underground it was like the subway from Montreal. She put me on the train, the door closes, and then I go in the tunnel and wake up. Another time I was astral traveling to a big spaceship around Saturn or Jupiter, I'm not sure. I was going too fast. And she was there again, you know, with a male, you know, like the male was like 8 feet or whatever, didn't speak to me. She spoke to me for 15 minutes, but I don't remember anything. And another time I met the same girl with a guy with a brown red skin and that looked very muscular. And she was like 7 feet tall, and she was like alive in the street. And when they passed by me, she talked to the other guy that I did not notice, and she said he didn't seem to understand yet. So,
well, you know, maybe the Kevin Smith Show is the place for everyone who is from out there to congregate towards and finally connect with each other.
All right, Francois. Thank you for the call. Interesting. Very interesting. You know, that description of the lady he met, Jerry, sounds very much like what Charles Hall talks about with the tall whites in his story. 623-444-5889. Now, if you're not from the United States or Canada, if you're not in the United States or Canada, we understand that calling that number can be expensive from some places. And so we invite you, if you wish, you can call the number, or you can use our flash message option on the website. Just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Scroll down, you'll see the picture about tonight's show. Right above that picture is the link that says flash message. You can send your comments or questions that way, but you must be outside of the USA or Canada. If you're inside the USA or Canada, please use the telephone number. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
Hello, Brent.
Jerry, I have three situations I'd like you to consider and ask if you've worked with any people like this. I have one friend who has Hep C. He also has a hernia and bad teeth. I work with several people who have degenerative brain diseases. And I have a friend who has a son who's very hyperactive. He might get 4 hours of sleep a night, and they're putting him on Prozac to slow him down. He's only 8 years old. Have you worked with any of these people? And if so, have you had any results? And I'll take this offline.
Thanks for the call, Brent.
Well, as far as the Hep C, I've worked on folks that have that. with mixed reviews. There are some folks I've been able to help, and others I haven't. I would say those I've been able to help far outnumber those that I haven't. And the help, it goes as far as, you know, completely testing that they don't have it anymore. As far as the, I think it was a herniated disc or something like that. Yeah, there's several instances where I've done this. That was with the gal in Columbus, and there was two or three folks in Memphis, and there have been probably 100 folks before that. And in practically every case, there's been a lot of help that's been received. Most of the time, when I hear, it's not from the great masses of people I've worked on, it's from individuals here and there, and sometimes it's years later. But what I do pick up from them is that they get x-rays and there's no more herniated discs. So for the ones who haven't contacted me when they leave, they don't have any pain, they feel pretty good. So as far as the bad teeth, see a dentist. I haven't been able to do anything with teeth.
What about degenerative brain disease?
You know, that's there's a reason why this happens. You have to figure out why it happens. That kind of problem is not caused by any one specific thing. You know, a broken bone's a broken bone. But when you're dealing in the brain, for me anyway, it's a very touchy subject. And if something's gone, if the nerves are gone, part of the brain is dead, that sort of thing, there isn't any fixing that. At least not that I've been able to help with. But where there's still a blood supply and things are still, you know, intact, sure, you know, there things can change. So I guess if something is dead in that respect, it's just not going to come back to life. So it really depends what's causing that problem.
Let's go to the telephone and caller. You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Troy calling from Newfoundland.
Hello, Troy.
How's it going, Kevin? How's it going, Jerry?
Very well.
Hi,
thank
Troy.
You.
Doing well.
Go ahead, Troy.
It's been a long time. Well, also heard you on Kevin Smith's show. I missed you the last couple of times. And
well,
I was
sorry
unfortunate.
That
I will hear you when you subbed for Kevin that week. Kevin was filming the pilot TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So I really missed those shows. So. But I first started hearing you, Jerry, back when you was first time I heard you was on the Lou Gentile show, and you were doing sort of healing sessions over the phone. I was just wondering, can you go about what you go through and the technique you use to actually perform those healings over distance?
Yeah, of course, real simple. I get a person on the phone, I close my eyes, I connect with them.
All right, we have to take a break. You want to hang on, Troy?
Sure.
All right, you hang on. And Jerry, you hang on. And folks, we'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the telephone with me from Newfoundland is Troy. And Troy, did you make it through the break? Are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay. Jerry, you were about to answer his question when we went to break, so go ahead and answer his question.
Well, in the realm that I work, there isn't time nor distance. And as a result of that, for example, where you are and where I am, in this realm, there isn't any distance between us in this psychic realm, let's say, as a general way of explaining it. So I have a person on the phone. I'm relaxed. They're relaxing. We're just chatting on the phone, and I'm tuning into them. And as I tune into them, I get closer and closer until finally I'm connected. This happened recently with a friend of mine, another listener of the Kevin Smith Show, Jeff. His father has a problem, and he asked me to work with him over the phone. After I tuned in, and his dad doesn't really go in for all this stuff. He's 76 years old or so, and he's not really into psychic stuff, but he was doing it because his son, Jeff, suggested I do this. One of the first things I asked his father, that light is on, off to your left, is that bathroom or closet? And there was silence, and he says, well, that's the light on in the closet. You want me to turn it off? When I transfer my awareness to another place, it isn't so that I can impress someone with what I'm seeing. It's so I can look inside and see what's going on inside of them. But I knew that this would be something to help his dad understand that I was connected. So it was a little bit of a show-off thing. It was a little bit funny, but it was more just to give him validation that what I was doing had some basis in reality. And then, of course, I go inside the body and I start working and seeing and doing whatever it is that I'm there to do for that period of time.
What do you visualize inside the body? What do you see? Like, what do you try to visualize to make it heal?
Well, at that point where I see what the problem is, then I move it forward and backward through time, mostly backward through time, to a point where it was in perfect condition. And figuratively, let's say I take a snapshot of it, and then I move that forward through time and overlay it onto the part of the body where there's the issue.
Okay.
And then I start manipulating the energy so it reciprocates this snapshot of energy from the past so that it has a template from which to correct itself.
Yeah, this I heard can something happen. Like that a couple months ago on Project Camelot. I was interviewing Dr. Pete Peterson, and he said, along with David Wilcock mentioned, that if they shine the laser through the DNA or some specimen onto the DNA of a sick specimen, DNA of the sick specimen would heal itself from, get the information from the healthy specimen through the laser somehow, and it'll heal. Have you heard tell of that? Is that sort of what you're doing in some sort of way?
I've heard that, and I think that in a metaphoric sense that there's some validation to this, but you have to understand that shining the laser through the healthy specimen and the images onto the sick specimen, what's really happening there is that the energy is transferred from point A to point B so that the sixth specimen has a way of tapping into the correct coding or the correct mechanisms to become healthy again. There are very long discourses I can make on this, going into greater and greater detail, but in a generalized method of explanation, moving it through time or changing the energy to reciprocate what it used to be, it typically causes the healing to become quite rapid and often quite profound.
From your from the time you were born, did you know right away that you were going to be a healer type person, or were you told by your people on subsequent visits that this is your sort of role on Earth here, along with growing peace and love type of sort of thing too?
No, I was basically told that, you know, when it was time, that I would be doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but until that time came, to just observe and become a part of this world, understand how this world works so that I could become a full member of this planet and the society that lives upon it, at least the society in which I have been placed, and to help when I could, but not to help in a way that would, change the course of history.
Yeah, I think the universe is basically timeless. I don't think you can put a number on the universe, because I think in our reality, time exists, you know, for measurement. But I mean, overall in the universe, I don't think time has a role in anything, really.
Well, time
but anyway,
is
Jerry,
just
and
subjective.
Kevin, thanks for taking my call. And Jerry, if you're talking to your people next time, tell them to come and get me in Newfoundland. I'm in Newfoundland and Bay Roberts. Just come and, if they feel me meditating, just take me, because I'd like to get off this planet anyway right now. So, Thanks a lot,
well,
guys.
All right, absolutely. Thanks. It's good hearing from you, and I'll pass it on if I happen to speak to them.
Thanks for the call. All right, the telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. We have a flash message from Australia. This is from Mark, and it's just one line, one question. Any plans to bring your Gateway seminar to Australia?
Mark, I would be happy to bring it to Australia. I just need someone at your end, or you and your friends, to help organize it. You know, I'm willing to go anywhere on Earth. You know, there's more to it than just the healings, and I think that most folks who are listening understand that that is indeed the case. It's a sharing of a lot of knowledge. But I would be happy to go to Australia. There are a few places that I won't go. Very few. The Middle East is one of them. I've been invited there, and I won't go because it's uncomfortable for me.
All right.
But Australia, of course. Europe, I'm fine with that. If there are folks listening in Europe that want us to come there, get a hold of Kathy or I. You send us an email. It's easy to do. Let us know, and we'll work with you to help this to be set up.
All right, to the telephone and caller. You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Jer. This is Victoria from Washington State.
Hello, Victoria.
And I've talked to you. Hi, I've talked to you both again, and thank you for helping me. I was wondering if you could address September 11th or a date that you said that something may happen near your birthday, possibly this year, 9/11.
Yes. Basically what that is there's a comet. Its name is Elenin, E-L-E-N-I-N. The perigee for Elenin's orbit is going to bring it closest to the sun on September 11th. And if it is an extrasolar object that's not a comet, that's going to disturb the sun, I'm thinking. You know, there's a lot of rumor and innuendo out there about Elenin, so I don't really know what to make of it, what's true and what isn't. So I don't have any fear about it. I'm just curious and I'm watching.
Well, you said that you might have some kind of contact about every 10 years with your people,
mm-hmm.
and that it was missed the last time and that it might occur this year?
Yeah, that's correct. 2001, I was supposed to have contact because they showed up every 10 years. And 10 years ago, of course, we all know what happened in New York. And there was no contact. The contact didn't happen on September 11th anyway. That was kind of a point in time for me to pay attention to, because it really isn't a birth date. It's just a date that was given to me. But the contacts usually happened November-ish. And that year, nothing occurred. So this year, it's 10 years. And I'm curious what's going to happen between now and the end of the year. I don't know if I have contact or not. I'm just waiting to see.
Well, I hope we hear about it. If you do, I hope you share it with us. And blessings to you all. And I'll get off the line and let someone else call in. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call.
Sure, yeah.
623-444-5889. 623-444-5889 is our magic number. It's magic because if you take these little devices called telephones and you put that combination of numbers in that order, it will transport you here magically. It'll be almost Star Trek-ish. You'll be amazed because you'll be able to talk with Jerry and or me, but you'll have the opportunity to ask your question or to make your comment. 623-444-5889. Let me remind you again, if you're not in the USA and you're not in Canada, We understand that the international long distance call can be expensive. So for you, we have another option. You can either call the number or you can send us a flash message by going to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Scroll down and you'll see the picture about tonight's show. Right above that picture, you'll see the link that says flash message. And you can send your question or comment to me that way. It's called a flash message because when it comes in, I have a little alert on the computer screen over here that begins to flash. So that's why it's called a flash message. It warns me that I have one. Jerry, since you were delivered to the earth, do you know when your real birthday is?
No, I have no idea.
So you might be, I mean, you could be like 100 years old.
Yeah, well, I could be.
It's not fair to be 100 years old and have hair like that. All right, to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin, Jerry, it's Mike in Kentucky.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Well, it's good to see you on, Jerry. We're always talking about you. Of course, I know your ears burn and you have to fan them every now and then because of that. But I just wanted to call and let you know that we're glad to see you back. I've been hearing a lot about you, you know, and your gateway treatment program that you're doing, and I think you're doing a great job. And just keep up good work, and maybe our paths cross out here one of these days. I'll be going out to Denver on about the 20th or 23rd of this month.
You'll just miss the seminar. The seminar is going to be at the in Denver. No, is it Denver or Boulder?
Boulder.
Oh, Boulder. Well, you know, what you need to do is head out to Boulder for the 16th and 17th, and then ease your way on down to Denver after that, see?
Well, you just never know. That could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Mike, it'd certainly be great if you could make it out there for the seminar. I think you'd enjoy it.
Sure, I think so too, Jerry. But just in case I don't make it, you have a great time with it, and spread the light and the love that you were sent here to do.
Well, thank you, Mike. I'll do the best I can.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call. Mike, I got to run. We got this break going on. We'll be back, folks, right after this break. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I stated at the top of the show, we're privileged to have with us tonight Jerry Wills as my guest. Sometimes he is here as the host of the show because he is the associate host of this show. And when I have to be away from the microphone, Jerry Wills is the voice you hear on the show. And for those of you who are members, he is the face you see on the show. He is traveling around the country at the present time and conducting what he calls gateway seminars. And, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hello, Kevin. Thank you. And hello, everyone. It's good to be back in front of you again.
Jerry, let me ask you a quick question here.
Sure.
If you wish to answer this, you may. If you decide you don't want to answer this, then, of course, you don't have to. But the question is, if you wish to answer it, what part of the country are you in at present?
I'm real happy to answer that, Kevin. I'm currently staying at a beautiful place outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're about 7,000 feet here, actually a little higher than that, in an adobe house that's out in the middle of the wilderness. It's just absolutely beautiful. You might hear crickets in the background. It's spectacular here.
I have been to Santa Fe, New Mexico on at least two occasions that I can remember going through there, and it is absolutely a beautiful place and a fascinating place. Great history there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about Gateway Seminars. What I know on your website, you have information about it, but we have people who are tuned in who this is their first time. They haven't heard of it. They don't know what it's about. Tell us a little bit about what are the Gateway Seminars.
All right. Well, first let me ask you, how's the audio? Is it hot or is it good?
It's fine.
Okay, good. I didn't have a way of testing it. The Gateway, it's called the Gateway Experience. It's a seminar. It lasts for 2 days, typically. It doesn't have to. The first evening starts about 7 o'clock in the evening and it goes until I'm finished. During that time, what I do is give a little bit of a rundown on who I am and what I'm doing there, which is basically centered around the healing experience. Once I get finished talking about myself, which I try to do that as quickly as I can, of course there are always folks with questions and that also eats up some time. But once that's out of the way, then I start working on the people who have attended. An example of that would be, for example, Memphis. We were in Memphis a few weeks ago. It was really a packed house, and it was supposed to be over at 10. I think we got out of there about 1 o'clock in the morning. Because everyone that was there, they wanted to have an experience of sitting with me and having whatever was bothering them addressed. So I took time with each person and I worked on them. And amazing things happen. You know, you hear stories about, or maybe you read about it. You might not hear about it, but you read about it on my website. People have had things that are changed. Broken bones mended, cancer just vanishes. Things like this. The people in the audience now have front row seat to see what I do and to watch it happen in person. And that's what the first night is all about. And a lot of amazing things happened in Memphis. Also, the next stop was Columbus, and that was pretty awesome as well.
I'm sorry, the next stop was where?
The second stop was Columbus, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The second night, actually it's not during the night, it's during the afternoon, starts about 1. And it's during this time, between 1 and 5, that I give a workshop, some of the more basic points, and some of the more advanced points as well. It depends on where the folks are with understanding what I'm talking about. And that becomes apparent pretty rapidly. But I try to leave some information with these individuals that will help them, whether they're psychics, palmists, psychometrists, or healers, whatever their speciality might be, I do what I can to give them a boost so that they have a little bit more access to their particular gift. There are things that I've learned over the years, and these things help a wide variety of folks who are trying to develop their more specialized talents. And so that's what the Saturday is all about. We started this back the end of June, and we've been on the road ever since. I think right now we've calculated we're at 10,000 miles in the places that we've gone and the journeys that we've taken since we left Phoenix.
What is the date, location, and time of your next Gateway Experience seminar?
Well, the location is going to be the Boulder Inn. This is in Boulder, Colorado. And the date, Kathy's not here to tell me. It's the middle of September, 16th, 17th, something like that. I can pull it up on my computer here and tell you more specifically. It's going to be held in Boulder, Colorado. It's a Friday and Saturday event. And it looks like it's 16th, 17th of September, which is a Friday and Saturday. Held at the Boulder Inn. It's Friday night. It always starts at 7, and Saturday always starts at 1.
All right. Now, people that are within travel distance to Boulder, do they need to get to register in advance for this? Do they need to get a ticket for this? How does this work?
Well, it'd be nice if they did. That way we'd have some idea of how many folks are going to show up. But what we found, for example, with Memphis, there were 5 or 6 people who had pre-registered. By the time Friday night, there were so many people. It was 25, 30 people there, and it was just full. The only reason to pre-register, I suppose, is if, you know, the space is small and you're just not really sure if you're going to be able to fit as many people in the room as what you're hoping for. The event in Boulder, that will hold around 80 to 90 people, so I'm sure there'll be enough room, but then you never know. Pre-registration is nice, but it isn't required.
All right. And is there cost involved in attending this?
Yeah. The Friday night event is $50. Saturday event is $85. And both nights, of course, $135.
Mm-hmm. And if people go to your website, they can purchase the tickets in advance there?
Yeah, they can. It's a PayPal transaction. Just go to jerrywills.com and take a look under events, and you'll find the information there.
Well, I've
there's a downloadable brochure, and there's a place where you can pre-register and all of that.
I've gotten a couple of emails from people who have attended. I can't remember which city. It may have been in different cities. But I've gotten a couple of emails where they were saying, you know, this was everything I had hoped it would be and more. And one of them said, you know, I've been jokingly saying, as I talk with callers, I ask them, you know, have you ever met Jerry? And they say, well, no. And I tell them, well, you need to take a stepladder with you so you can shake his hand. And I got one email that said, well, I didn't have my stepladder, but you're right, I needed it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, well, and one person said that you're not tall. I'm just short. So maybe that's the case. Maybe I'm just short.
But, well, you know, I'm like 6'9".
Mm-hmm.
And from my perspective, everyone is short, so I don't see any distinction from 5 foot to 6'5". Well, 6, but let's
say. Yeah, you can sort of look down on top of everyone's head.
Pretty much.
All right, so let me ask you this now, Jerry. A few months ago, you went on live international television and told your story about your background and who you are and where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after that, I had you as a guest on the show, and we talked about that and talked about, you know, going live on TV, and I asked had there been any difficulties or harassment or anything like that directed toward you since you went public with it, and you said no, that none of that had happened. But now let me ask you, as you're going to these Gateway Experience seminars, are you finding that a lot of people want to ask you questions about that?
Yeah, they do. What I find is that they're is a mixed bag of questions. They pertain to the healing, and they know I'm there about that. But there's also the ability for folks to ask questions about this as well. I don't make any distinctions about what direction I'll go, because I'm there for the people. And if they're interested in knowing more about this, then I'm happy to discuss it with them. There have been those who've asked, and uh-huh. we've had interesting discussions about that as a group. And I think maybe the folks felt very good about the information they received and the way the subject was handled.
For those who are absolutely new here, they've not heard about you, they've not heard your story, let me give it to them in a thumbnail.
Certainly.
Jerry was not born originally on this planet. He was delivered here. Now, before you, in your mind, you say, oh, that's nonsense. Before you do that, let me tell you, you go meet Jerry, you spend some time with Jerry, and you decide for yourself. He was recovered from, I believe, a barn or a farmhouse?
An old farmhouse.
Old farmhouse in the wintertime by the U.S. Army near the Army base, and was taken in by one of the officers and his wife, adopted and raised as their own. And at that point, Jerry, let me step back and I'll ask a question and let you respond to this. I believe you said there was an actual program going on at that time, a program from your home planet where they were depositing babies around various places and near military bases where they would be picked up and raised as earthlings. Is that correct?
Yeah, in a very broad and general sense. The idea was that there was something that was going to happen in the future, you know, 50 some odd years in the future from that point. And the idea was to bring individuals here who had the capacity to help bring in information, let's say, to have a different scope of knowledge and a different level of perception, that maybe they could offer opinions that would in some way change the course of events so that the outcome would be more peaceful than violent. From what I can tell, that effort has not been successful.
Okay, so you're not the only one.
No.
Do you have any idea?
Really, being from some other place is like being from some other place, Kevin. I could be from England or Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another location. It just happens to be a little bit more distant than that.
Jerry, do you know how many like you were deposited here?
No, that wasn't really... It wasn't something that I was told. I just know that there were quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea how many. And we were never really given the information that would let us know who the other ones might be.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to grow up here, be part of this sociological infrastructure, to be a part of this world, not separated from it. And, of course, by having made the distinction that I have of where I'm from, I've in some ways removed myself as, you know, from being homogenous then to being somewhat on the outside. But because we're so close to this upcoming time, I felt that it was necessary to let the people who might be interested, so that they would know that they're not alone with the things that are coming, that there are people here who've been trying to help all along. It's just a matter of, just a matter of knowing that there's help out there, but not the kind of help that's going to lift you off the planet and take you away. That's not how it would work.
All right, now let me ask you one more thing. We have a break coming up. Pretty soon here, a couple of minutes. Have you ever met anyone else that you know to be part of this program?
I've met a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, it was later in life. I think if I'd met them earlier in life, I might have decided to just go to some island and just avoid all of the things that are going on right now.
Now, this was in the 1950s?
Not when I met the others. It was recently, within the past, you know, 10, 15 years. But
yeah, I didn't ask the question properly. This program of placing the infants here on the planet took place in the 1950s?
50s through the mid-60s, as I understand it.
Uh-huh. You're I think, a little bit younger than I am, but not a whole lot younger than I am. And I've got to say that if being from where you're from means that you get to have hair like that, it's got to be a positive. It really does.
Well, Kevin, you have to understand that there are some places out there where they have no hair. And you would fit right in.
Well, I may be from there. I may
well,
be.
Well, I kind of wonder about that, personally.
I'm from Baldhidia.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a planet far, far away.
I'd heard of this place, but I tried to avoid it. You understand.
I do understand. All right, folks, we're going to step away here for a break. And we will continue with Jerry Wills on the other side of this break. For those of you who are tuned in for the very, very first time, I know we've just dumped information in your ears that you may find very difficult to wrap your mind around. Go meet Jerry. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Jerry Wills. And, Jerry, we're in the final phase of this evening's program. We're on final approach here, and we have a caller online, so why don't we go straight to the telephone?
Let's go right to the caller.
Let's do that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Denver.
Hey.
My dad wants to talk to you.
Sorry, Kevin.
It's all right. First name and where are you calling from?
This is Tony from Denver, and that was Adwin from Denver.
All right, Tony.
Adwin promised
doing,
Jerry
Tony?
He would tell him that next time he was on the show.
I like fresh.
Shh, yeah. You there, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jerry, I had a question for you about past life healing. Do you do
yeah.
that, and do you believe in past lives?
Well, yeah, I believe in past lives. Sure.
Has anyone ever come to you for maybe a problem they had or something affected them still from a past life and asked you to heal them?
I have had that, and I think in just about every instance I've been able to help them.
How many lifetimes have you gone back to help people?
Oh, I don't remember. It's been, you know, four or five sometimes, but usually it's the most recent that has caused the most problems. Sometimes it's two back, but it's rarely many more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had one more question, if I could. How is the motorhome treating you, Jerry?
Well, we didn't get it.
You didn't get one yet, huh?
We were going to, and then the last minute we decided against it because it was either pull a car behind it or pull the motorcycle. And if we ended up in a cold place, Kathy said the motorcycle was not going to work.
That's what I told you too.
Yeah, I know.
Thinking by Kathy.
So we're going to go a different route, pull a trailer with a truck and put the motorcycle in a truck.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the 16th and the 17th here in Boulder, and thanks for taking my call, Kevin. Great show tonight.
All right, thank you. And I think I'm safe, I think, in saying this, that that is the youngest caller we ever had.
Kevin, Tony's son is absolutely a ball of fire, and he's just sharp as a tack. And when we were having dinner, he's a cutie. And I said, you know, the next time I'm on Kevin Smith's show, give me a call and I'll say hi to you.
Well, and he did. He did. All right, we have a caller online, probably our last call of the evening, but let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Jerry. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. First name and where are you calling from?
It's Boomer from Ladysmith, BC.
Okay, Boomer.
Real quick there, Jerry. This coming shift, all the negative and all the problems in the world, I don't know about anyone else, but I have got a great feeling about it. How about you?
I do, too. I think that this great shift that's just ahead, that's coming towards us, that we're moving into, let's say, it's not coming towards us, we're moving into it, and I hold out great hope. The good things and wonderful events are going to take place that will allow us to realize the true nature, our divine nature, the true nature of our existence.
Boy, that's great to hear. I'll get off the phone, guys. Hey, thanks very much. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, you know, lots and lots and lots of people are very afraid of what's coming up. And, you know, one of the things that you have heard me say personally in our conversations face to face is there's absolutely no reason to fear. There's not a thing you can do about whatever is coming. Whatever is coming is coming. You don't know what it is, so why fear since you don't know what it is? And the main thing is to make sure that right now you're having a great day. Make sure that you're having, you know, the best possible day that you could have right now. Turn every day into an opportunity to excel and to excel in every part of your life. And basically have fun with today, because well, there's the old saying, tomorrow may never come. I would say tomorrow does not exist. What exists is right now. And whatever may happen, I can't stop that. Now, at the same time, you've also heard me say, make sure you got your surfboard ready. Because if what's coming is a tsunami, man, jump on that surfboard and take the ride of your life.
Well, Kevin, I think the future is still mutable. It's still changeable, and we're at a point where we can make a difference. If we're approaching the future with a lot of fear and apprehension, then the future we get is going to be the one that we've created, because ultimately we're going to be responsible for whatever happens next.
Well, from that perspective, I would say yes, because you get what you plant. You don't get tomatoes if you plant corn. And you don't get a wonderful future if you plant fear. So what you plant is what you will get. But there's another thing about that, Jerry. You plant one kernel of corn and you get one stalk. But it's got several ears of corn on it, and every one of them has a whole bunch of kernels. So you're going to get back more than what you plant. It'll be the same thing you plant, but it'll be more of it. And so I agree, planting fear is not smart. Not smart. All right. Tell folks, if you will, Jerry, your website, and if you want to, your email address, but I think that's on your website.
It is. The email address is on there. There are two websites, folks, and I think you probably know it, but for the new listeners, it is jerrywills.com. That's J-E-R-R-Y-W-I-L-L-S not IS, just WILLS.com. That's for the healing, and that's my professional website for that purpose. The other website is expeditionstv.com. Drop the E off of expeditions. Get rid of it. We don't need it. It's just expeditionstv.com. And either one of these places, you can sign up for our newsletter. You'll see the place where you can do it. Just put your email address in, click submit, and you'll be able to sign up to receive the newsletter. We send them out periodically, once, twice a month, or as the need exists. Sometimes not for a couple months if there's no need. And all the information about Kathy and I and what we're doing, looking for lost cities, traveling around, whatever, that's on Expeditions TV. As far as the healing and the gateway experience and all of that, that's on the jerrywills.com site.
Outstanding. Jerry, thank you for taking time out of your busy tour to be with us this evening. And if you will, stay online with me for just a moment.
Sure will.
All right. Folks, that's pretty much going to be a wrap for this evening. Now, listen, this is important. You need to go over to Jerry Will's site, and, well, that was not supposed to happen. There we go. You need to go over to Jerry Will's site and check out everything that's on there. There's a lot of great information on there, and you can sign up for the newsletter. You can communicate with him via email that way. And if you're anywhere near Boulder, you need to get out there to the Gateway Seminar. Gateway Experience Seminar that he will be conducting on the 16th and 17th. Also remember this, the Kevin Smith Show comes your way every night, Monday through Friday, live, and we are listener supported. Without your support, we won't be here live. We won't even be here dead. We won't be here. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.